Hello, London. We are ready for your vote.
Hello, I'm Stephen Perkins, and this is Douzepoix, bringing you news, predictions, and generally a lot of opinions about the Eurovision Song Contest from the team behind Binge Watch. This week's episode is going to be a little bit on the shorter side. Think of it as a mini-update, mostly because the late release of last week's episode means that not a lot has happened in the time since it came out. But, crucially, Armenia and Azerbaijan have released their entries for this year's contest, meaning that the field is complete for 2024. And now all that remains is for us all to feverishly hit refresh on all of our favourite Eurovision news websites to find out who is making changes to their songs, who's leaked some rehearsal footage, and who's appearing where on the pre-contest tour circuit. Speaking of song changes, we've had a few of those this week. Malta's Sara Bonici has unveiled the new version of her song Loop, which has been to Sweden to have a few tweaks made to it. Italy's Angelina Mango has made a couple of tiny cuts to La Noia to ensure it fits within the contest's 3-minute rule, and Estonia's Viis Minust have removed a reference to Lay's potato chips from their lyrics per Eurovision's ban on commercial references. Honestly, it's all go this week. So, without further ado, let's move on to the final two tracks that will be competing for glory at Eurovision this year. First up, it's La Daniva for Armenia with Jaco. And just to quell any worries you may have about the name, they are absolutely not a Lad Baby spin-off. They're actually named after the compact four-wheel drive hatchback, the La Daniva. Whether this violates Eurovision's product placement rules is something I'm still not entirely clear on, but given that Finland's Windows 95 man has apparently been given the go-ahead to perform under his existing moniker without having to change it, I'm assuming this will also be fine. La Daniva are a French-Armenian duo consisting of singer Jacqueline Bagdasarayan and multi-instrumentalist Louis Thomas. The song takes its name from Jacqueline's childhood nickname and, although I don't speak Armenian, I'm reliably informed that the lyrics are all about striving for personal independence and self-expression, because Jacqueline was told as a kid that girls are expected to act demurely and not draw attention to themselves, and this is her extremely compelling rebuttal to that idea. I really like this song, it grabbed me from the first time I heard it. I think it's really fun and catchy, and I love the fact that it's got a trumpet refrain throughout it. As for its chances of qualifying, I'd like to think it's in with a decent shot. It's in semi-final 2, which I think is ever so slightly the less competitive of the two semis this year, although I do think they're actually fairly evenly matched. Although it has been drawn in the first half of that semi, which isn't always the ideal placing. I do think there's a good chance of this one being really memorable and making a huge impact on the night, so hopefully it can resonate with enough viewers at home to make its way into the top 10 and qualify for Saturday's grand final. This is only the second time Armenia have sent a song that was fully in Armenian, the last time being 2018 when Sivak Kanagian failed to qualify with Kami, although I do think this is a stronger proposition than that song was. And I also think, to an extent, the language barrier is less of an issue when the song is a big up-tempo banger like this one compared to a ballad like Kami. On the subject of native languages, let's move on to our other song of the week. Azerbaijan's artist this year is Fari, featuring Ilkin Dovlatov with, and please accept the usual apology for my pronunciation here, Özünle Apad, which translates as Take Me With You. This is breaking new ground for Azerbaijan, as it's the first time they've entered a song that's partly in the Azerbaijani language. Fari originally trained to be a lawyer, but after spending 6 years studying and earning his qualifications, he's decided to be a pop star instead, and frankly, good for him. I quite like this one too, it's a little bit moodier than a lot of the songs being entered in this year's contest, a little bit haunting, and in certain places reminds me a little bit of Frozen by Madonna. I would say my main reservation with this one at this point is that it feels perhaps a little bit insubstantial. It's got a lovely sense of yearning to it, but I don't know how much else it has to offer, and in a pretty competitive year, it might not be enough. Plus, let's face it, Azerbaijan have still got a bit to prove at Eurovision in the modern era. The switch to a televote-only semi-final system is not really in their favour. Nadia Rustamli infamously qualified for the final in 2022 despite not picking up a single point from the televote, and after the rule change last year, twin brothers Turel Turan X failed to advance from the semis after finishing 14th out of 15 on the Tuesday night. So, Azerbaijan are going to want to show that they can still be competitive under this new system, and I think that they may possibly struggle a little bit to show that with this one. And that's it for this week. Short but sweet, I know. Now that we are completely finished with the qualifying season, I thought I'd give you an idea of our schedule for the next few months leading up to the contest. We're going to be going back to our alternate weekly pattern, where we do a short news roundup 1 week, followed by a longer retrospective feature the week after. And we are also planning to do a little roundup slash preview now that all of the songs are locked in, and talk about our favourites and the ones we think are going to do well, which, of course, may not be one and the same. So do keep an ear out for that episode coming soon. In the meantime, don't forget that you can follow us on Twitter at BingeWatch_pod, and I'm on there too, at Stephen Perkins. If you haven't done so already, hit subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. And if you'd like to leave us a nice review while you're there, we'd really appreciate it because it will help us to stand out in this pretty crowded field and hopefully bring this little podcast to the attention of more Eurovision-loving ears. Until next time, good night, Europe, and good morning, Australia.